You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. How do we apply for the American Express Blue Business Plus credit card? Why might we want to? How can we use the money? And what does the application process look like? When you're ready for answers, let's do this together. I'll show you through the entire application process. I'm grateful American Express approved me for $10,800 credit limit right off my application within just a few minutes. This application process might seem intimidating up front, but it's really easy when you go through to look at everything with it. To be sure, it's important if you're getting a 0% interest card, you have a very clear plan of what you're using it for, because this is a powerful way to borrow money. 0% interest for 15 months is really nice. However, if you miss any of the payments, you get the penalty APR immediately. And if you don't have a good plan in place with a system to pay this back, then you could be looking at paying a lot of interest whenever that 0% APR comes up. What I'm doing, I'm building my business at euthena.com, selling video courses. This is the best way I've found to deliver a lot of value, which then makes money back online. I'm paying freelancers to build video courses for me, which I'm selling in individual courses, in bundles. I've also make these available for private label rights. And I've even got a franchise showing how to set up your own euthena.com. I imagine that 15 months at 0% interest is way more than enough time for me to build several courses out for $10,000 and then to make that back in sales on euthena.com. Once we've got our clear plan in place, we know why we want to apply for the card, how we're going to use it, then it's a matter of just going through the application process. Actually straightforward, simple, and easy. I'll show you exactly how to do it right now. If you would like, there's a link in the description where you can go right there. At the time of filming this, I'm not an affiliate or partner or anything, but if I do get something like that set up, maybe you'll be able to help use the link. But for now, I'm just sharing this with you because it's helpful. I found it useful and you might also. The main thing that got me to apply for it is the 0% APR for 15 months on both purchases and balance transfers. Note that if you transfer a balance, you pay a 3% balance transfer fee. And therefore, for me, I'm just running up the balance on it, not transferring any balance. I'm actually able to use this on Upwork.com to pay freelancers to then make video courses, which, and on PayPal also. I got the 17.5% interest rate. However, the lowest it says currently is 13.5%, highest 21.5%. Note, if you miss a payment, the penalty APR immediately applies, and it's close to 30%. You get 1x rewards on points on purchases, or 2x on the first $50,000 of purchases. There's no annual fee. These are the key things to know about it up front. Going forward, how do you apply? First, you put your email address in here, an email address that you want to use to manage the account, and an email address that is going to be with you at least as long as you've got the business. Then you've got your legal business name. The first screen here is all about your business, then the next screen is about personal. You put your legal business name first here, then you put whatever business name you want to show on the credit card. Probably these will be the same, but you can make them different, I guess. You can have a business address here. For me, I use a mailing address that shouldn't change for the life of my business. That way, for my business registration, and for my communications, I put the business mailing address here. If you work at home like I do, I've got a registered agent that handles my physical need to receive mail. That way, I don't have to put my home address on my business. I've got the registered agent and a mailing address. So I put the mailing address in right here. I put my phone number in for the business phone number here. Then on the industry type, I put advertising. That's the main over That's the main structure of my business. For company structure in here, I put single member LLC if you're in the USA and you've just got a business to yourself. This is the easiest way to do a business, and this is the way you want to do your business until you either have investors or it's making a whole lot of money. There's no reason to complicate it further until you've got something that is already doing really good. In this case, you won't need to put the federal tax ID for your business in if you're a single member LLC, because according to the IRS, you are a disregarded entity, which means according to the IRS, it's just the same as an extension of you. It's not a separate entity. For the years in business, for me, I put 2011. That's when I started my business. And annual business revenue, that's the total number of sales before any expenses. Mine for this was $236,000 before any expenses. Therefore, it's not the actual profit. Then the estimated monthly spend, I put in something like $8,000 a month. That's about what I normally spend on my other credit card. And I plan on putting all of the freelancing courses on the estimated monthly spend. Number of employees, you have to have at least one. So I put one as myself on it. Even though technically I'm not an employee, it makes you put one on there. And it's put years in business. Maybe that's not since you started. Once you get your business information in here, the next screen, this is your personal information. The first one's all about your business, then the next one's about your personal information. These cards are secured with your personal credit, which means if for some reason your business fails and goes bankrupt, your personal credit secures the card, which means if for some reason my business goes under, I still am liable for this business credit card debt. Keep that in mind when you're applying for this. I put my first name in here, last name, my name on the card. You can put the same or you could put a nickname. And then I put my home address number in here, my home phone number, social security number, date of birth, total annual income, and non-taxable annual income. For the total annual income, I looked at my taxes for 2017. The total annual income was something like $200,000. Almost all of it from my business and from capital gains. I just finished my taxes this year, something like $170,000 between capital gains and my business. I'm very grateful for all that you are doing to help me have an income that gives me enough to give back to others and help others. And I love money. I'm very grateful for money. And that's one of the reasons it's okay. It's easy for me to borrow money because I'm comfortable with it, and I intend to pay it back and then have lots more left over to give back to others. And you put your annual income in here. What's nice, for better or worse, they don't do any verification that I can see on it, which means you could put whatever you wanted in there. However, honesty is generally the best policy. I just take the number straight from my taxes, the income from my business and capital gains, and threw that in there. I don't have any non-taxable annual income, so there's nothing there. Then it says where to send your bill. I put my business in there because I intend on keeping that mailing address indefinitely. Then I just get the mail there. You can choose either of those. And this is the final screen. Once you're on this screen, you'll get an option to go down and submit. Once you go down and submit, then you'll get this screen. You'll get a screen that says, thank you, your application has been received. You can also add employee cards. If you have other people you'd like to be able to expense directly on this card, then you can add them directly right here and hit save. I didn't put anyone else in. I hit not now. And as soon as I hit this, if I look at the time point on these screenshots, it literally was 30 seconds later I hit not now, and it says your Blue Business Plus credit card application has been approved, and it gave me immediately the option to transfer a balance. Note that the fee for each balance transfer is 3%, meaning that you and a minimum of $5 fee. So I chose not to do any balance transfer, even though it was at 0%. If you're wondering, well, what's your credit score that you got this? My credit score currently is somewhere between 800 and 850 because I've always paid my debts. Even if it meant borrowing and borrowing and borrowing to make the minimum payments. And then video courses, as I said earlier, video courses have been just like divine intervention on my finances. Video courses have given me the ability to pay all my debts, help teach and educate people in really valuable skills. So that's how I've got a credit score over 800. And that gave me this instant approval on this. Now, my credit score below, when I had borrowed and borrowed and borrowed a whole bunch of money, dipped as low as 600 and something, and just paying off a bunch of my debts, it's went back over 800 over a period of a few years. Once you've got approved, then you will check your email inbox for confirmation. You will get a card in the mail within two or three business days. Mine actually came almost a week later. If I look at the screenshot here, this was on the 5th of March. I just got the business card a couple of days ago. So it actually came about, even though there was no holiday, it actually came about 7 actual days from when I sent the card in. Once you've set the card up, I immediately went in and created an online account. And as soon as I got the card in the mail, I set up auto pay. If you miss a payment at all, you immediately get the penalty APR. You immediately lose that 0% interest. So make sure that, to me, the first thing I did is create a new account immediately right here. Username, password. That was a little tricky, actually. It has these requirements. I recommend use some kind of password manager or some system where you don't use the same username and password on any other website. Because if one website gets cracked, your whole business doesn't fall down like dominoes. Then you've got your username and password in here. Then the key thing to do is set up your auto pay. You go in, set up your auto pay on your account. That way, if you are not able or you don't even remember, you just automatically make at least the minimum payment every month. That way you don't lose your 0% interest on the credit card. I also changed it so I get electronic statements, because getting a whole bunch of statements in the mail is just annoying. And then the time lag between when the statement and when they send it, I just switched it all to get electronic statements. I just used this credit card on both Upwork and PayPal to pay for the freelancer's newest videos for the video courses on Youthena. And I've already charged something like $1,000 to it. I also synced this up immediately with QuickBooks Self-Employed to automatically track the expenses. That way I know at all times how much money, in this case, I've spent more than I've made in 2019 investing in building up Youthena. And this way I see all the expenses from all my business cards and bank accounts all in one spot. That way, if I don't have to go sign into each individual account, this does sync very easily with QuickBooks Self-Employed, pulls it right back in there. That's all I've got for you on this. Actually, I mean, I could probably try and sell you on a whole lot more stuff that I do, but there we go. That's the essentials of how to do the American Express Business Plus credit card application. That's why you did it. I've explained how I did it and the things related to the setup. When you found this helpful, I imagine you'll leave a like on the video, because you'll end up feeling good that you've helped give something back. And any of the links related to what I've talked about are in the description on this. I'm grateful to serve you today and to just teach you what I'm doing on a daily basis. And all right, that's enough of me talking. Thanks.